This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The New York Jets have hired Adam Gase as their next head coach. Now, we were talking about Mike McCarthy for days and days and days, and it's still someone I thought that the Jets should have hired. So I really... What I would love to know, if I had one question to ask those who hired Adam Gase, was, did Mike McCarthy go in there to this interview and underwhelm you guys? Is that the reason why it was Adam Gase over Mike McCarthy and Adam Gase's interview was just better? Or was it a control thing where Mike McCarthy said, I want to be here. Clearly, I'm the best candidate with the best resume because no one else you're going to hire is going to have a Super Bowl on that resume. Look at my record. And I want this, this, and this before we even have another conversation. So which one of those two things drove them away to McCarthy to Gase? That's a curiosity that I have.
I think that Adam Gase just blew everybody's doors off. That's what I believe. I believe that he came in. The Energizer Bunny had all the answers, knew the Jets, obviously, intimately because of playing them over the last 3 years, having a 5-1 record against the Jets, being a quarterback whisperer. You know, 3 years ago, like I told you, if the Jets would have hired Adam Gase, everybody would have been through the roof. This is awesome.
If it wasn't the Dolphins, right? If it wasn't a team in the division and a perceived failure within the division, if Adam Gase had come from an NFC team, let's say, I don't know, the Arizona Cardinals, right? Would people be as against it? I just think that the up close, like Adam Gase failed with the Dolphins. Right. We just hired the guy fired.
Really, I mean, did he really fail? I mean,
perception is that.
I understand that. And I'm trying to undo that perception. It's easy to look at a record and say a guy's failed. I mean, I hope that, you know, when Pat Shurmur was at the Cleveland Browns and he failed, that, you know, he's going to learn a lot from that. And when he comes here and he takes over the Giants, it will be a learning curve that will be very small because he's been through it before and he's also been a successful coordinator. So he didn't have the greatest first year, but I think he's in the midst of changing things there, and hopefully next year it works. So here are the new coaches that we have. We have Mickey Callaway as a new manager last year. Mm-hmm. We have David Quinn of the New York Giants. We have Barry Trotz of Rangers. We have Barry Trotz of course, of the Islanders. You had Pat Shurmur of the Giants. We have David Fizdale for the Knicks.
Yep.
And now we have Adam Gase. And the thing to me is that, like, Gase and Fizdale are pretty parallel a little bit, where Fizdale got into a little bit of heat in Memphis. But he was also a part of championship teams in Miami and seems to be highly regarded around the league in the NBA. Everybody you talk to, from Steve Kerr to Spoelstra to everybody else, thinks the guy is awesome and what a great hire the Knicks had. Now the Knicks got to work on their roster, and they got to get better players in here, and hopefully Fizdale will be a part of that moving forward. I could say the same thing about Adam Gase. Adam Gase, okay, prickly personality, had issues with ownership or maybe some players down in Miami, and that's why he was fired. Well, he's the same as Fizdale. It's like the same kind of resume. He's been a part of Super Bowls, was an offensive coordinator, worked with some great quarterbacks, got the best out of...
I'll give you another one.
Got the best out of Tim Tebow, got the best out of Jay Cutler, got the best out of Ryan Tannehill.
Endorsement from Peyton one Manning. Of the most popular players, but Fizdale got the endorsement from LeBron.
Right, exactly.
And Gase, that is a good comparison.
It's a very similar parallel, plus they're both young, they're hip, the guys...
They're hip.
And by the way, as I understand it, there were some guys that didn't like Adam Gase down in Miami, but there were also a lot of guys that did like Adam Gase.
There's a bunch of guys who don't like Bill Belichick, too.
So. That's exactly right, but they win. So at the end of the day, I wouldn't go jumping off of my season tickets and quitting all that stuff. I'd give it a chance, for God's sake.
Al, you're 10 years older.
Al's on the phone. He's screening a phone call. He's doing his job in there.
You are 10 years older than the new Jets head coach.
Yeah, that I don't care for. I like an older guy.
You do like an older guy because, you're from the old school.
Like that guy the Broncos hired. old fella.
Vic Fangio. So that's a lot like the Mike Zimmer hiring in Minnesota, a longtime assistant who had great success on the defensive side of the ball. And the reason that John Elway hired him is because they play in the same division with who?
What I was looking at,
Patrick Mahomes,
David Fisdale was.
Chargers,
I want to see how many
Raiders. So hire a defensive coach, at least get that side of the ball right. So when you go against those offenses, you'll have something to go for. And then convince your buddy, Gary Kubiak, the head coach of your team that won Super Bowl 50, to come out of the personnel department and run your offense.
How many head coaches in New York is Al older than?
Most of them.
It's Stop. It's Fisdale.
No, it is.
Right? It's Callaway.
It's Quinn.
Hines.
Gase. What about Shermer?
Well, Trotz is a new one in
he's older.
Right. So the Islanders went for experience.
Shermer's
with
older than you.
And Trotz.
Right. Quinn and Hines, he's older than.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Older guy who's still cool.
Atkinson and Fisdale, he's older than. Yep. Right? Isn't Atkinson in his late 40s?
Yes, Kenny Atkinson, I believe, yes. He's not 50.
Middle-aged guys who think they're still young.
Mickey Callaway's only around 40-ish.
Yeah. Oh, wait, Atkinson's 51.
Oh, is he really?
He's 51.
Okay.
Yep.
But Atkinson was another one, though. He was a very successful assistant. Everybody loves his coaching techniques and everything else. So the Nets knew that they had to rebuild their roster and give him a chance to hang on, and they're starting to see some success now, right?
Yes, starting to see success. Absolutely.
I guess that Mike Munchak staying over Elway's house didn't work out.
Yeah, I know. That's a big problem.
He clogged up the crapper or something bad.
I'll tell you what, that's good for the Steelers, though.
Yeah, no, I did tweet that out, that he probably clogged the toilet, and someone responded, or he left the K-cup in. John hates that.
That was tremendous.
That was a bad idea to stay in the house. I told you that would be a problem. Vic Fangio didn't stay in the house. He was coaching a playoff
game. Also didn't
prepare. Right. Didn't prepare for the interview. Didn't go to Elway's house. Got the job. Munchak's in there farting and taking all the fruit snacks. And then all of a sudden, he doesn't have a job.
Fruit snacks.
Shouldn't have done it. Who ate all the fruit snacks? Mike, come on, man. I said me, Casa, is you, Casa, but you really took it to another level. Jerry Recco, the voice of Rutgers basketball, world beaters, taking down Ohio State last night.
How about that?
16th ranked Ohio State. That's pretty cool, Jerry. What do you got for us?
We're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And yeah, Adam Gase will be the new head coach of the Jets. Now, maybe a surprise to some, not so much to others. Now, we talked a lot about the podcast yesterday because Al and I do a podcast that a lot of people like. They listen to it often. And you might have learned something had you listened to us yesterday.
Imminent Mike McCarthy signing, as
you think
I
it's
said.
Imminent?
I do think it's imminent.
Joe's screaming about them getting it done, and they're not getting it done yet.
Yeah, I think it's imminent, Jerry. I think there's a chance that by the time we do the warm-up program tomorrow, done deal.
I think they're going to hire Adam Gase.
Really?
So there you go.
Oh,
if you would have listened to us.
Look at that.
We had it live.
Well, it sounds like if you listen to me, that's what it sounds like, Jerry.
That's true, yes.
But like it is our podcast. You wanted to make sure that you patted yourself on the back.
I don't want to say I told
that's
you
what
so.
A good celebrity does.
But I just told you so.
Pretty good, Jerry.
You're a celebrity.
Pretty good,
Gase,
man.
Gase is the first Jets head coach since Bill Parcells to have previous head coaching experience that they've hired. Reports say Peyton Manning did call Christopher Johnson, as you guys have talked about, to endorse him as a candidate. The Browns promoting Freddie Kitchens to head coach, and the Broncos are hiring Vic Fangio as their next head coach. Elsewhere from the NFL, you've got the Colts in Kansas City Saturday, Cowboys in LA against the Rams Saturday night. Sunday, Chargers and Patriots from Foxborough. Here was Bill Belichick. He was asked about coaching Philip Rivers back in the day one time.
When you had time with Philip Rivers at the Pro Bowl more than a decade ago, what did you learn just from the time around him?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. But he's a smart guy. He's a great guy. Good football player.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Rivers on a conference call. Now, this is 20 seconds, but I'll play it anyway. He was on a conference call with the New England media, and he was asked about playing for Belichick at the Pro Bowl a long time ago.
We're getting blown out at halftime, and he kind of called us all up and said, hey, we can tackle. Maybe we can, you know, I know it's a Pro Bowl and all that, but can we tackle somebody today? You know, let's go out and see if we can make this a little bit respectful in the second half. And then he looked over at us quarterbacks, and we had all thrown an interception. Thank goodness I wasn't the only one. And he said, it would help if you guys would stop throwing it to the other team.
That's great. That's perfect.
That sounds like him. Exactly right. And then the late game Sunday will be the Eagles and Saints. Here's DeMario Davis on why the Eagles have turned things around.
They're the defending champs, you know, so It's no surprise that they're clicking on all cylinders this time of year.
And you saw what Sean Payton did as he brought in the Lombardi Trophy with the security guards and $250,000 or $225,000 cash with it, and said, if you guys want this, if you like it, go win three bleeping games.
Yeah, where does that cash go after that display is what I want to know. Does it go right back to a bank that he loaned? It was one of those things that can you just...
What, he keeps in the safe?
Yeah, like, where does it go right after
what
that?
What do you do with it, Boomer? No?
Need some
emergency cash stash, no?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
The wheel
in. I'd buy a fleet of F-150s for you guys.
Oh.
That would be awesome.
It goes back in his sock drawer.
All right. Thanks, Eddie. Or it goes to the IRS, one or the other.
The Bucks, as we know, hired Bruce Arians this week as their head coach. He was on the Rich Eisen show, made it very clear Jameis Winston is his guy at quarterback.
So he's your guy moving forward, Jameis Winston, quarterback.
There is no doubt, no doubt. So everything is going to be built around him.
We're going to build the offense around him.
It's kind of like what everybody's doing now in the NFL, right? Everybody's getting that offensive head coach that's going to build around their young stud quarterback. And if you don't have one of those, you hire defensive coaches.
All true. Right? The only way you can do it. He also, speaking of defensive coaches, he's going to a familiar name, as we know.
We got to put the right pieces around him. Obviously, we got to do some things defensively. But if anybody can do it defensively, Todd Bowles can do it.
Hmm. Todd Bowles, back in action. Got a job. Good for him.
If anybody can do it, Todd Bowles can do it.
I was hoping he'd go to Chicago. I wanted him to be the new Bears defensive coordinator because I don't believe in Todd Bowles.
Or so. What Bruce Arians just said.
Yeah, I don't know. That's going to be that's a huge loss for the Bears, man, that Vic Fangio. That's gonna change everything for that defense. I'm telling you, they got good players, but that guy, man, no matter who the players were, that defense was ass-kicking the last couple of years.
NBA last night, the Nets looking to get back to within a game of 500. Got out to a lousy start, but they came storming back in the third quarter.
Now it's Herter out of the right wing, coming left. It's a foul line. Try to throw it into traffic. It was stolen away. Allen's got it ahead to Russell. Russell, a spin to the rim, and the layup is good. And the Nets have their first lead of the night with 9:24 to go in the third.
Chris Carino, the call on the fan. Brooklyn. They ran right by him from that point. Brooklyn beats Atlanta 116-100. D'Angelo Russell, 23 points, 4 assists. Amari Carroll had 17. Came back from 19 down. They're 13-4 in their last 17 games, now 21-22. Meantime, other games of note, the Suns lost. Not that you guys are going to be happy about that. They lost to the Mavericks, 104-94. Rookie Luka Doncic, had 30 points in that game. And the Lakers got a monster game from Kyle Kuzma.
Here's Ingram driving. Throws it back to Kuz, three-pointer. Foul in a bucket! A four-point play opportunity for Kyle Kuzma, who now has a new career high. He has 41 points.
Missed the free throw, finished with 41, but he scored 22 in the third quarter. And the Lakers beat the Pistons 113-100. Anthony Davis had 38-13. Pelicans over the Cavs 140-124. Bucks beat the Rockets 116-109. And the Wizards outscored the Sixers 123-106. Also, you mentioned Rutgers upsetting number 16 Ohio State 64-61. I played the clip of me earlier. I don't want to make this all about me, but what the hell.
Baker with his dribble. Now it's 6 on the shot clock. Baker drives. Step back. Jumper. Got it! Rutgers ahead by 3 with 13 seconds to go.
And so they win the game. Ohio State. Yes.
So
like that last night on the drive home.
Let me play highlights of me.
Yes.
And also let me let everybody know that I picked Adam Gase.
I did pick Adam Gase. Yes.
I mean, holy crap, Jerry.
Pretty good. Next hour, we'll have highlights from my show at JJ 2 weeks ago.
Yes, I'm sure.
Of where I was picking the other coaches and where they would land. So if you give me time this morning, it'll be the morning of me.
It is the Jerry Recco show this morning.
Did you
like
get
it.
Some other ones right, too? Other than Gase?
I might have.
Oh, man.
That's coming up next hour.
Wow. Perfect. Good for you, Jerry.
Seton Hall beat Butler 76-75. And Yasmani Grandal, it looks like a one-year deal with the Brewers. That's about it. There's also this report circulating that the Yankees are out on the Manny Machado stuff because I guess he's holding firm on that big 10-year deal. And I guess Chicago might give it to him. The Phillies might make an offer this week. Don't know.
Isn't there also the report that Bryce Harper may go back to Washington now?
That has been out there now for about a week or so, yeah, that they could return. Now, he's supposed to meet with Philadelphia Saturday, and Philadelphia is sending everybody to meet with him. So we'll see. But
can I ask you one other question? Can you do a little, maybe you could Google search this for me, you know, when you're back there, not
or like right now?
To do, or not trying to do what you do for yourself to promote yourself.
Right.
What was the worst record in NBA history?
Wasn't that the Sixers when they won 8 games?
Yeah, it has to have been. Yeah, during the Trust the Process Sam Hinkie deal.
Right. No, let's see here. You think it'd pop right up, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Worst NBA record of all time. Maybe one of you idiots can Google that.
I don't know why we have to be idiots.
Well, you're even having a hard time finding it.
I'm not finding anything here.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I'm not finding it.
I want to say it was like the Sixers, but I don't remember what the record was.
Right. Well, we'll effort that.
There was the 72-73 Sixers, then the 15-16 Sixers. But I don't have the most amount of losses.
I have it. The Washington Generals never won a game.
Most losses in a season, 73.
They actually did beat them once.
So 73 losses for the 76ers in 72-73, and then the 76ers in 15-16 had 72 losses.
So they were, okay, so they won 10 games that year.
Yep.
So the question I have for you, can the Cleveland Cavaliers set the all-time record for worst record of all time?
Probably not.
Where are they at now?
They already got
They've lost 11 in a row.
No, they won a couple games.
All right. Well, they're 8-34 right now.
It's a long way to go. You got 40 games left.
They're really working hard for that number one pick. I'm telling you.
Imagine they end this season having lost 50 of 51 games to finish with 9
after going to 3 straight NBA finals.
This could be the all-time tankathon going on right now in Cleveland.
Yeah, sure could be. Rangers Islanders tonight. Devils take on the Maple Leafs tonight as well.
Rangers and Islanders are on this radio station, aren't they? Right?
Yeah, I did not realize that.
Yes, on the radio. On the radio here tonight.
Awesome. Very cool.
All right, thanks, Jerry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.